Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We just give God all the praise and all the glory for today. It is March 27th. Glory to God. Happy Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2024. And we give God all the glory and all the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to Word for Today. Glory to God. Let's jump right in. We have been talking about kingdom living, and kingdom living is faith, hope, love. And we have the faith of God. We put our hope is in Jesus, and we love all. Faith, hope, love. These three things work together. They work in us. And I've told you, for us. First of all, as we understand and begin to realize and comprehend the love of God, how wonderful and marvelous it is in us. And as that love begins to permeate us, as it is moved in us and it grows in us and it becomes the very root and source of our life. And as that happens, and as we learn more and more, and the kingdom, we know that we're walking in the kingdom of God. Good is with us. Good happens to us. And as that good happens, as it goes with us, we realize that goodness and mercy is following us. And there are times that it overtakes us. Glory to God. And then that love that we allow to develop in us, the love of God, as it develops in us, it begins to overflow. It begins to overflow out of us. And begins to reach out to those in our lives, to those who are close to us, and those who aren't, don't even know our name. It begins to overflow to everyone around us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we want it to, and we look for it to. Hallelujah. So as we learn more about the love of God, as we begin to experience it in our own lives, as it begins to heal us, as it begins to fill the cracks in our character, as it begins to help us to understand how wonderful the love is and begins to overcome all the things that tries to keep us down, that tries to defeat us. As we walk in that love, we begin to become and begin to walk more like Jesus. Glory to God. Each and every day. So, as we've been studying that, we're continuing to talk about the love of God and the faith that we have in Jesus, who showed us how to walk in that love. And with that faith of God that's in us, we grab hold to all the things that God has given us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So we just came out of and looking at Ephesians chapter 3. Which was a prayer that Paul prayed, asking God to let the love flow through each one, and that God would unveil his love to us, that we begin to realize, that we would begin to know the love of God. So as in continuing studying and looking at that, I now find myself in Romans chapter 5. And in Romans chapter 5, and looking at what Paul's talking about here, about our faith in Jesus and how we now are the righteousness of God and how that love transforms us because given to us by the Holy Spirit. So let's jump right into Romans chapter 5, and we're going to start at verse 1 and begin and work our way down. I think to verse 11, I think that's what follows. I'm going to go as far as the Lord tells me to go. But right now, I think that's verse 11. So we're going to start at verse 1, and I'm using the Passion Translation. And Romans chapter 5, verse 1 reads, "Our faith in Jesus transfers God's righteousness to us. And God now declares us faultless." Wow. Glory. God now declares us faultless in his eyes. Faultless. God declares us faultless. Can you believe that? That God has in our eyes, now that we have faith in Jesus, that we believe that Jesus died for us and rose again on the third day because our faith is in Jesus. God sees us faultless because that faith has transferred God's righteousness into us. And so now with God's righteousness in us, God sees us as the end result, not as we are right now, but as the end result of being faultless. Glory, hallelujah. Woo! You know how powerful that is to have in your life that God sees us faultless, even though we fall every day, even though we miss it, even though we don't get everything exactly right. But God sees us as his faultless children. We are declared, it is accounted to us as righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have been declared righteous. God sees us as the end result. What a wonderful grace of God to see us how we will be. Not how we are, but how we will be. Glory to God. This makes us, this because of the love of God in us, and because we understand that God loves us this much, we're empowered because of the love to do better, to walk better, to learn better. We are empowered to no longer be dragged back into our past. We don't want to do things we used to do. We don't want to be the people we used to be. As we grow and we learn about how God loves us, and that love is transforming. It's in us, for us, first of all. And as we allow, as we learn more, as we grow more, God's love encompasses us. And we want to change. We want to change. I want to. No longer want to do things in our past. We're moving forward in the grace of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. The rest of the verse says, "This means we can now enjoy true and lasting peace with God." True and lasting peace with God. all because of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, has done for us. All because of what Jesus has done for us, we can enjoy true and lasting peace. We have to learn how not to be caught up with the everyday things of this world and how it drags us down, how it stops us, how when pressure gets on us that we allow it to hinder us and cause us to who knows what. I can't even think. I just think of all the different ways that people and myself, even myself sometimes, allow the pressures of the world, the pressures of things that come against us, how we allow it to make us feel overwhelmed, feel depressed, feel sad. What? God is in us. And we have to learn how to go inside, so to speak, or to lean into the God in us and allow God to direct and guide us in every single thing in our lives. That word peace that's used in this verse, in the Greek, the word is E-I-R-E-N-E. I can't really pronounce it. But I'm going to spell it again for you so you can look it up. It's E-I-R-E-N-E. And it means to join. To join, for two things to come together and joined. I don't know if you know what a dovetail joint is. Look it up. A dovetail joint is one of the strongest joints in carpentry, and it's what they use to put together drawers that you pull out, you know, out of cabinets, out of vanities and things like that, drawers. And it's used as a dovetail joint, and it joins the pieces of wood together so tightly and so strongly that you cannot pull them apart. And that's how the peace of God joins us to God that way. The peace of God in our lives holds us so strongly to God. That's why we can't allow anything to disturb our peace. We can't allow anything to take our peace away from us and get us disjointed, to get us out of focus with God. We have to remain in peace so that we can hear from the God in us, so that we can listen and hear the direction that God has for us. That word also in the Hebrew language, the word peace is shalom. Shalom. It means nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah. Abundant peace and well-being. Think about that. That Jesus, our faith in Jesus, has caused God's righteousness to be transferred to us. And in that transfer of righteousness, God has declared us faultless in his eyes. God doesn't see us how we are, but he sees us how we will be. And because of that, this means we can enjoy true and lasting peace with God. If we have peace with God, if we are joined together with God, with peace, that we have a friendship with God, a relationship with God, that supersedes everything, and that we can live in peace with God. What the scripture said, what and who can be against you? Who can be against you? What can be against you if we live in peace with God? Glory to God. God is at peace with you. God is at peace with you. Meditate on that. Think about that. That God is at peace. God's not mad at you. God is not trying to punish you. God is at peace with you. Hallelujah. Enjoy the peace of God. Understand that God is for you. God is in you, for you. And that God will help you in every situation because God is at peace with you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is at peace with you. We are not enemies of God. God has given us peace because we have faith in Jesus. Glory to God. We have faith in our Lord. And that faith puts you at peace with God. Glory to God. It says that we can enjoy true and lasting peace that God has declared us faultless. Meditate on that. Think about that. That God has declared us faultless. In God's eyes, we are the righteousness of God. Think about that. Meditate on it. That is a big thing to figure out in our lives so that we know that nothing and no one can be against us. And that there is nothing in this world, nothing in your life that you cannot overcome. Everything can be overcome so that we can live the abundant life that Jesus died and rose again for us to have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this scripture one more time. It says, this is Romans 5, verse 1. Our faith in Jesus transfers God's righteousness to us. And God now declares us faultless in his eyes. This means we can enjoy true and lasting peace with God. All because of what our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, has done for us. I love you, beloved. And Jesus loves you so much more. Have a glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. I love you. And I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host, and I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the Word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time. And may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.